Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. We have some great stuff going on tonight, but let you know where we are also syndicated, not just on LA Talk Radio Channel 1, we're also on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Alexa, Google Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Deezer, Radio Line, Podbean, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, CastBox, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, Geo7, and iTunes. So check us out everywhere. We're everywhere you can find. Just type in Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, or just type Jenny's Real Talk and it'll just all start popping up. You can also find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block or Jenny's Real Talk. We're also as Get Real Global Entertainment LLC and Get Real Global on Twitter, Get Real Global Entertainment LLC on Facebook, as well as Instagram. We manage the following bands or artists. Check them out at our artist page, which is Get Real Global Artist Management. We have Potty Mouth, Black Sabbatha, Don Marlowe, Star Daddy, Nola Star, Jane's Addicted, Aussie Train, Mortis the Devil's Reject, featuring the Mortis Doll Dancers, which is Lillian Sin Voodoo Kitten and Cinder. I also manage Lillian Sin as an actress and model. And then we also have Cleaver from Santiago, Chile. Check them out. Alternative rock. We have Fallen Fury, a metal band from San Luis Obispo, California. Shout out to Amy and Will Bowman. What's up? Miss you guys. We have Burn the Ships from Bakersfield, California. Berserk and Hollywood Nightmare from the LA area. And of course, Borderline Radio Show featuring DJs Carol Dyack and Bruce Blaine from Italy. We now manage them as well. So we have Chile and Italy. Hell to the yes. Now let's shout out to our bars and venues we work with regularly, or will be as soon as COVID's over. We have the Five Star Bar. Shout out to Mark and Angie Cordova. Downtown Los Angeles, 267 South Main Street, Los Angeles, California, 90012. We have Petey's Place. Shout out to Petey Partello, owner. We miss you, Petey. Can't wait to have shows there again. That's 6025 Reseda Boulevard in Tarzana, California. And, of course, we have Greg Beer, owner of the Universal Bar and Grill. Shout out. Can't wait to start doing shows there again. That was our first concert October of 2018. So we're doing concerts for about 2 years now, a little over. The Universal Bar Girls at 4093 Lancashire Boulevard, North Hollywood, California. And then we have, of course, one of our favorite, most favorite, Rainbow Bar and Grill, 9015 Sunset Boulevard, West Hollywood, California, 90069. Shout out to our buddy Nick Fuoco for Metal Mayhem Mondays and Tuesdays. We can't wait to start doing our shows there again very soon, hopefully. Check Nick Fuoco out at his tribute band, Nightmare, which is a tribute to Alice Cooper. Go check out some of our stuff that we got going on. We're going to be selling licensed products, bands, t-shirts, merchandise, you name it. We got all kinds of stuff going on. We have some great stuff going on today. We have Derek Webb, which is our health expert, coming on here in a moment. And then, of course, we're going to have the Darling Dead, goth industrial metal band. And can't wait. All right. We got Derek up here. What's up, Derek?
How you doing, Jenny?
Eric Webb. Oh, wait, excuse me. I have to add you to our list of artists and that we manage now also. Derek Webb, actor extraordinaire, health expert, guru, and fitness trainer to hopefully the stars very, very soon. But most of all, his acting career is just taking off like gangbusters. I'm so proud of you, Derek. I forgot. That's right. We now have Derek Webb added to our roster of artists to manage. Very excited. What have you got today, Derek, our health segment of the week?
Today's segment, we're going to be doing a little discussion. I'm going to be talking a little bit about the safety of health and fitness in the sport of bodybuilding, because I think a lot of young kids especially take advantage of the aspect of it. Is a good hobby, it's a good sport, but it comes with a lot of dangers if you're not using your head and you're not doing the right thing. So with that being said, people get prone to injury, you get severely injured, you get, you know, hospitals, and worst case, even it's happened, it's death. So, and I learned this the hard way. I've gotten injured in the sport a few times. So I wanted to share a few tips. Before any workout routine, I would advise 10 to 15 minutes, at least 10 to 15 minutes of warming up, whether it be a good stretching, a little good arm movement, a little good balance, flexibility, coordination, things like that. Work every aspect, muscle, bone, tissue of the body. And nothing beautiful but a 10 to 15 minute warm up would be strongly advised before or prior to any workout routine. That is number one. Number two, if you're doing any kind of heavy lifting, please advise you, go with a spotter, man. Please have a spotter nearby. Have a friend, a colleague, someone in the room, whether you're at home or at the gym. Just go grab somebody, man. Just run across the room and grab someone. Tell them, like, look, you need some help. You need that assistance, because I've learned the hard way in this sport many times, and I've gotten injured. I've herniated some disc. I've actually tore my rotator cuff. I've done a lot, unfortunately, a lot of horrible things to my body. And this sport can do a number on you if you're not doing the right things, you're not taking care of yourself. And people just got to be understanding that just lifting a little too much heavy weight, doing the wrong move, the wrong technique without the right person there, the right spotter, having the proper equipment, things like that. You always got to be on your guard and watching what you're doing, because that one wrong move could kill you. Like, in my, for example, my case, it was a herniated disc. I was doing deadlifts. Another good thing with deadlifts, I see a lot of kids doing it all the time. They bend over, they go to pick up that 300 or 400 pounds. But the key to it, you want to use the power is in the legs, the leg muscle, the quads, the everything is all the legs. I see people going right up with it. That's how you do it. On that one time, it was not fun. Yeah, I ended up in the hospital. So always use your legs doing deadlifts. Legs, bench pressing, any kind of bench pressing, have a spotter. Any situation that you think you can't handle the weight, please go put it down, pick up a lightweight, do something light. Don't try to be a superhero right off the bat, because that's how you're going to get hurt. That's how you're going to get killed. Severe injuries can happen in the sport. I've seen it from time and time again. People dropping weights on the heads or dropping weights on the neck. And I've seen people rush to the ER. In some worst cases, I've even seen rare cases, unfortunately, even death has occurred in rare circumstances, because people are not paying attention or doing what they should be doing. And I'm strongly advising people, please, if you're just going to, even if it's at home, just watch what you're doing, take extra precaution, make sure you're working out with enough wide space, make sure you have a safe zone, you're in a wide room where you got plenty of room to move around, because even one wrong move, you fall backwards, you crack your head open, you crack your skull, all it takes is one wrong move. It's a fun hobby, it's a fun sport, but if you're not using the right way, you're not using the right equipment, and you're not doing what you should be doing, injuries happen, and unfortunately, I can tell you that that's happened to me plenty of times in the hard way.
we don't want anybody out there in entertainment land to get hurt. You know, especially you with your, you know, your big illustrious LA career. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, it's definitely. Well, that's the thing. What made me want to discuss this tonight too, especially was. Honestly, that's what happened. Last week I injured my disc. I herniated my disc in my back, and all it took was it takes one wrong move, man. All it does is one wrong move, and you just don't use your head right. You're just doing the wrong thing. Sometimes it doesn't even take, even coming from my professional aspect, that just goes to show you. You don't even have to be in it. You can be a professional. You can be an amateur. All it takes is just that one right day, that one wrong move, and it can just totally wreck you. And right now I'm in a recovery phase because I did mess up my disc, my lower back. So I'm kind of trying to take it a little bit easy, unfortunately. So right now I'm actually, I'm still hitting it at the gym, but I should be listening more to my doctors. I'll be honest. I'm kind of going a little bit and cheating the system a little bit, but you know,
look into your doctors, Derek.
Yeah, I know. One of those things, but people at home should be advised. This is a dangerous sport, and honestly, it just takes one wrong move and you can be paralyzed. I mean, hell, you could end up in a wheelchair paralyzed the rest of you if you don't know what you're doing and you just break that right disc, break the right vertebra. Like in my case, luckily I didn't destroy the disc that bad enough, but all it takes is that one wrong move, man, and you could be done the rest of your life and you could be knocked out of something you love doing. All it takes is that one wrong move, and people should take extra precaution when they go into it. Like I said, have a friend, have a daughter, hey, come help me with this. To have it. I'd rather see you say, come get some help, rather than see you being hauled away to be placed in a wheelchair. It's right. Not worth it.
Well, thank you so much, Derek Webb from New Hampshire.
You're very welcome, Jenny.
Very, very proud of you out there in New Hampshire. And when I come to visit my daughter for her graduation at the beginning of June, we will come by and visit you out there. This time I'll have a rental car so I can come visit you.
What's that?
And then eventually, he said, we'll come visit you, and then eventually you can come visit us. But for now, we must bid adieu, my friend. Till next time.
Until next time, Jenny.
Don't forget to check out Real Talk with Derek and Jenny. Coming at you live. Woo! January 30th, Saturday, from 5 to 7 p.m.
That's right.
Our time, Pacific time, and that's 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern time. And we'll send you links for everybody to know where we're coming. But for now, we'll talk to you next week, my friend. Next up, Darling Dead. Goth industrial metal. Get ready to enjoy the amazing music of Darling Dead. It's Darling Dead. Woo! Very exciting stuff. We got Felix in the house. We about to have Brandy in the house. I am so excited. Today. Very, very exciting stuff. How is everybody? I see, Johnny Astro's in the house. Nice. Very nice. How's everybody doing during COVID? Everybody okay?
Surviving.
Yeah.
Right.
A little nutty.
Fucking COVID train.
Oh, damn. Are you over in Florida, Brandy?
I am in Florida.
Right. Where are you, Felix?
I'm in California.
like my area, SoCal, Los Angeles, whatever.
SoCal, yes. I'm in Orange County.
Rock on. Okay, nice. Johnny's microphone is off. Where's Johnny?
Johnny is actually in Atlanta right now.
Ooh, he's in hot Atlanta.
Yep.
Atlanta. And then we're just missing Raven, Crimson Angel?
Yeah, who seems to have an issue finding the video link. But so I don't know if we're going to hear from him or not.
I was going to say, you sent it to him. He should have just grabbed it. Hey, Johnny, what's up? How's it going?
Hey, how's it going? Pretty good.
You're up there in Hotlanta, I hear.
Pretty much. Looking forward to heading back to L.A. tomorrow. So,
nice. Isn't this wonderful? We can all get together through Zoom.
Right. Absolutely.
Next time.
It's a beautiful thing, especially during the COVID thing.
Oh, I know. After this is all over with, we invite you to, of course, come back in the studio with us and actually sit in the radio station and the whole shebang with the pictures and the, all that great stuff. Once this is over, we can all
definitely looking forward to that.
Yeah. Definitely. Have a little meal, smoke one. I don't know, whatever it is you guys do. I smoke weed, but
everything.
Wine, smoke some weed.
I'm not allowed to do those things during the interview.
At least not on the camera.
Radio off a hooker's tip. That's all I'm saying. Maybe even a stripper's tit. I don't know. I'll do a rail off of something. Yeah, right. Right off there. Maybe off her ass cheek. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. We like to have fun on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Apparently so.
A dull moment. Brandy's been to my concerts before. Well, you guys have played my concert at the Five Star. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We did Five Star. Yeah. And did we do another one with you? I don't know. I
wanted to. Remember, we were going to set it up for playing some other venues, but then fucking COVID hit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't work out as planned.
You guys been working on some new music, some new projects, anything while COVID's going on?
Yeah, we have finished our album, which we are the kings of having unforeseen circumstances that cause delays. So it's more or less done. We're getting the artwork done. I don't have a release day. We plan to release it New Year's Day. But you know, that day came and went. So that didn't happen. In the next month, roughly, give or take a little bit, it should be out.
Right. Okay. The songs you sent me, is that from this new album?
They are from the new album.
Awesome. Rock on. I'm very excited. I was listening to some of it earlier, the songs you sent me. I was listening them as I was sending them off to my guy at LA Talk Radio. I was listening to the songs and I was just like, there's some of them that were really blew me away. I was very excited. I was like, hell yes, this is some good shit. You guys are real good though, especially on stage. You have you just have this immense presence. You command a room. I definitely can see why you were the headliner that night.
Yeah. If you're going to do it, you might as well do it right.
Damn Skippy. I love how you got all your makeup, the hair, the outfits, everything. You guys put on a full stage production.
Yeah. Definitely appreciate that. Yeah.
Do you know how many people don't do a stage show anymore? They don't like, you know what I mean? Like an Alice Cooper, you know, like a theatrical production. People don't just, you know.
Yeah, it should be theater. You know what I mean? If you want to hear the music, buy the album. If you want a show, go to the show and we're gonna put on a show. Should be like theater. You know what I mean?
Right. I completely agree. But some bands just don't get it. I don't know if it's maybe they're just starting out, they don't quite understand what's going on, they don't know how to work this whole thing, you know, but I don't know. You guys have it down better, you know.
I've been seeing people are cool. They actually super glue their shoes to the floor before they put them on.
That's what it seems like.
Yeah.
I know that when I have my band eventually, like I've been working on putting together a band for a while, and you know, I have a couple of songs that I wrote, but I want to do like some covers, like some really badass covers, you know, like Flirting with Disaster by Molly Hatchet or something, you know, some really like hardcore shit. Maybe do it a little harder, more metal. I don't know. I've been playing around with different songs, but I want something like that's going to be badass. And I like how you guys are like original band. You know what I mean? Like, do you have any cover tunes that you do at all? I mean, every band usually has like one cover.
Yeah. Well, we did when we did that show with you. We did Lacrede and My Reflection. Which we were playing that show, that song live for a while.
Right.
We're already kind of in songwriting mode for the next album, even though we haven't kicked out this one yet. And we're debating what we're going to do, but we're probably going to include a cover on that one.
Definitely.
That's good. Because, you know, every band has got, you know, one cover at least. Some of them do more, you know, like Five Finger Death Punch has a few, you know, Guns N' Roses has a few. Every band's got some, you know, but.
Right. It's like an insurance policy.
So I'm glad to see that you guys are working on new projects and new music and that you're going to put out another album. That's really great. That's pivotal and a really good thing to be doing during this time. While you're dead, like all the bands that I manage, every one of them, I have them doing projects. You know what I'm saying? They're working on music. Mortis the Devil's Reject. You know, he played that show with you guys.
Yeah.
I mean, he's Mortis. Did you see Mortis's little movie that he did?
Yeah, he keeps me, like, I communicate with him a lot. And he usually, like, shows me, like, all his music videos and stuff before he kicks them out.
Right, that's good. That's good that he does that. I'm glad that he has more feedback. We went up to, recently, we went up to, what was that, Palmdale, Lancaster, you know, where they live.
Yeah.
And shot this little 10-minute movie that they put on YouTube. It was good. Good little movie. You know, I like how they filmed it.
Right. Yeah, Mortis is an extremely creative individual.
He is. You know, I love Mortis.
Especially his visual, you know. He's very visually talented.
He is. Yeah. Lillian's got goddamn like fucking 7, 8, 9 goddamn movies that she's going to be in or has been in over this last year. It's fucking crazy. I'm just saying. But I think it's good that all of you are working on projects, that you're doing something with this time, not just like folding down and going, oh my God, it's COVID.
The good thing is that we're probably, because we are, you know, so far into writing mode, we album number 2 is probably going to come out definitely less than a year after album number 1.
Right.
Well, that's good that you've been writing and you have enough material that you could spill. It could spill over to another album soon. You know what I mean? Like you could, if you did it right, you could do that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Definitely.
Now I want to play a song. I always do your choice. So your one song or whatever that you want us to play, and then we'll play others from there. Okay, so Brandy, I'm going to let you go first. Which song out of the 7 songs that you sent me do you want us to play?
New Images of the Convent. That we're actually going to be shooting a video for that song. We were actually planning on shooting a video for that the end of this month, beginning of next month. I broke my hand, so that's probably going to be a little bit delayed. But that'll be the next video we kick out will be for that song. So let's go ahead and plug it. Why the fuck not?
What's a brief synopsis of the song?
The song is basically about a girl that grows up Catholic and becomes a nun. And after she becomes a nun, she has a conflict with about being faithful to her religion or engulfing in her desire to have lesbian sex.
That was me at the age of 40. I'm sorry. I realized it was okay to finally have lesbian sex.
I like watching.
I was like, they didn't quite get my taco joke. It was like, what would Jennifer look like if she was a Disney character? And it was me as a really chubby Snow White. I was making a taco, it looked like. And I went hashtag LGBTQ. It's just wrong. All right. So what's the name of the song again we're going to play?
Images of the Convent.
Images of the Convent. Can you please pop that up there, Ronan, please? And thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. I especially like it when they went, repent.
Repent after you munch on that taco.
Definitely. Ooh, it is. All right. Good luck. You're right, McCain. Yay. Look at that. Hell yeah. Loving your hair. Badass. Everybody's got badass hair. Go get a hair dye, you know, something cool.
Yeah, I need some hair dye at the moment.
I know you told me you were like, no, I haven't dyed my hair in over a month. No. What up, it's Raven? Going, Raven.
I'm doing good. How about you? How are you doing?
Good. I haven't seen you guys in forever. I missed all of you.
Oh, same.
Who's up next? Yet? Felix is up next for our pick.
Okay. I'm not sure which song you have.
Want to play from the new album. Which one are we going to play?
Which songs do you have? I'm not sure.
The first six and then number 12.
It's
one got, six and then number 12.
She's got Fucking Destroy, Flowers, Feel My Pain.
Does she have Goodbye at all?
No, she doesn't have that.
Oh man, that's my favorite one. Does she have the remix?
No.
No, oh shit.
he has something.
let me double check really quick. One through six
and number 12. Oh, I remember.
You know what? Culture Slut. I like Culture Slut.
That was a good one. I like that.
Soloing on that song.
I guess we don't really need much of an explanation. Culture Slut. Right. It's LA. Ronan, can you please cue up Culture Slut?
Culture Slut. Drinking you to force the pain when you're facing the gutter. No more fish and pain. Bright lights blind, you know we're kind. Feel still sex sales. Bright lights blind. Honey or tea, baby, it's kill for all my social disease. We're little zombie, jumping different trains. Daddy pulled the trigger, and it was a fucking blame. But I love the way you fuck, love the way you suck. Drop your skivvies, bitch, it's party time. Little culture slut. Switching over to the queen, archetype of the sea, stranded in the city to care for cats. Mess a place above the wall, choosing when to wear your fall. Nothing to offer but a box gift at a funeral party. Need a minute, junkyard, begging for the bones. Spread your legs, coming in, don't call me on the phone. Black ears, nicotine, cocaine, grin. Can't walk sleeves, wrapped in designer plates. It's party time. My little coat's a slut.
A common theme going on here. No,
it's all about fucking, right?
You know it. It's like that one time when I owned a swingers club for 2 years. Anyway, <I'll go there. laughs> you know where Lillian strips on fucking Lancashire up at her the bar she strips at. Next door to there is a BDSM club. Lots of fun. Lots of fun. I was a member once. Sometimes it's fun to have fun. It's Los Angeles. Don't judge.
Right.
Yeah. So we've got Johnny Astro is up next. What song are we going to pick?
Unmute yourself, dude.
I know, right? Unmute yourself, Johnny. He's too busy with those hookers and cocaine, as you're talking
about. Okay, sorry. You know, I could hear everything, and I just thought, you know, I was being polite by keeping my mouth shut. Holy fuck. Apparently.
You're going to rail up a stripper's ass.
There you go. Exactly. So I will stick with the same theme that we just previously discussed. Let's go with fucking destroy.
Fucking destroy.
Let's do it.
F and D. All right.
Give me that
one, please.
We'll be right back.
That would the muse was just the husband was just saying how that would be perfect for like dark circus type stuff.
Yeah, that's
like Lillian does. Lillian and Mortis do those little vents.
Yeah,
dark circus and shit. Yeah.
That was actually that was the remix. That's the one that Felix was actually wanted to play. I didn't think that I had sent it to you. That's actually mixed by Christoph from Dawn of Ashes.
Nice. That was really cool. I like that. Had like a lot of that German techno feel.
Yeah, right. It does.
Oh, from like the 80s and stuff when they had that, when that was like a really big thing, especially.
Right.
Hell yeah. All right, Raven Crimson Angel, you are up. What is your choice?
I'm more like a classical person and / metal. I like metal and classical, so I guess Flowers from Mars, or we could go for, wait, what else do you guys have besides Flowers from Mars? Did you guys play any songs?
It's not Flowers, Feel My Pain, and Straight, in the Straight version, Fucking Destroy.
Oh, yeah. My personal favorite, because I love playing piano, is Flowers from Mars. You go with that one.
Do that one? Flowers from Mars? All right.
Yeah.
Play Flowers.
Keys to do.
Nice.
We've got to end. We got 2 minutes left. Everybody, I want, okay, so Brandy, tell everybody where you guys can be found. Your music, your videos, where can they find you? Where can they buy your songs? Where can we find you? Social media, that kind of stuff.
So go, that song is our latest video. That's out. Go to YouTube, subscribe to our YouTube channel. You always find our videos when we kick them out there. We're on Facebook, we're on Instagram. Our website's darlingdeadcult.com. So between those places, you can find out what's going on. And like I said, we got our album, Hollywood's Most Hated, is going to come out. Don't have the release date, but once we have a confirmed date, it'll be up in those places.
Nice. I'll also be featuring you on my other stuff, radio shows and everything. And at some point, we're going to be starting, kicking off our new television show, That's Real Entertainment. So, of course, we would love for you to come on and perform live on television once we get things up and running. We would have had it on. It would have been already started this fall, but... That's okay. Right. We'll get that up and running this year, so we'll have you come to the television station.
We'll call it COVID 2020.
All right, everybody, please go check out Darling Dead everywhere you can find music. Check out their social media, check out their YouTube channel, go watch their video, support them, like them, follow them, share their video, share their posts, help support them, help support local music, and keep this whole entertainment thing going. We don't want it to die. Thank you so much, guys, for being on the show today. Some more shows with you guys headlining. Some more stuff with Mortis, you know, some great things to come. This is going to be a bigger year. Once COVID's over, we're going to kick this in the teeth. Okay?
Absolutely. Fuck yeah. Absolutely.
Sounds like a plan.
Thank you for supporting local music, by the way. That's huge. I have mad respect for that.
100%.
Local music, fuck yeah. Let's do this. All right. Love you guys very much. Be safe. We will see you very soon. And, peace out. Till next week, when we have radio host and singer Veronica Gonzalez from New York. Peace out. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeart Radio. It's been fun.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.